QMFM Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Move! Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Right here.
Move 1035.
Move 1035.
I was distracted and in traffic. I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we know we for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right? If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right?
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. Think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right?
You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky would be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right? If the world was ending, you come over, right?
I can't relate.
Talking on the phone. Like, do you think it's a generational thing? Do you think that just if you're really young, if you are like south of 25, you just don't know how to talk on the phone? Cause that maybe is a real thing, as Aaron's friend is finding out.
Yes. You know, so you know that both my kids are at UVic. My friend Lisa, her son Frank is at UVic as well. And we do this thing every Sunday night where we do a four-way FaceTime. And it's like, it's actually pretty fun. But it did take practice. And Lisa was saying that she'll call Frank, or he'll call her. And, well, no, she'll call him. Let's be real. She'll call her son Frank and she'll be like, hi. And he's like, hi. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. And she's like, okay, well, I'm just calling to see how things are going. Good. Okay. And then she's like, well, you know, do you want to talk? Right. And he's like, yeah, no, yeah, you don't know. And then finally he'll say, you know, how are you or whatever? And then he said, and then she told me this is when she realized he was just so out of his comfort zone and like just really, really trying. And he said, so how are things around the house? Isn't that the cutest? How are things around
the house? He's like 18.
Yes. And yeah. She's like, they're great. Like, you know, and the washing machine's running and, you know, the stairs are painted. Yeah. But she said it's just been so painful to try and talk to him because, you know, they want to text or they don't want to talk at all. And then you're on the phone and there's like just this long pauses.
You know, I wonder whether it's because, you know, they don't talk on the phone. Like, remember when you were a kid and you just be on the phone for so long that like your ear would like get warm?
I'm starting to see that with my daughter, who's 13, and it's not like calling, it's FaceTime.
Yes.
And stuff, and she can be on FaceTime calls for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we used to be on the phone.
Yes.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
So I wonder if it's, so maybe some just have no practice with it or whatever. Or maybe it's, you know, as is often the case, it was the case with me once upon a time, is the fact that I was talking to my a parent on the phone.
Yeah.
That I didn't know exactly what to say.
Fair enough. I think it does come around though. He's still pretty young. He's 18.
Yeah.
So I have a nephew who's 26 and he's like not the best, or hasn't been the best for like talking on the phone or whatever. But, he calls, my mom, his Nana, like once a week.
Aww.
And he calls her now more than like her kids do, like me, my brother, my sister. Like he's like really on it.
Way to go.
And I think that there's sort of an age, and it might be you just like, you kind of like flip back over like sort of north of 25.
Yes.
And it sort of changes again.
Yes.
But like talking on the phone, if you don't talk on the phone regularly, I do think talking on the phone is a different skill set. I'm not as good at it as I used to be. Like I used to be great at it. And now the phone rings and I'm like, oh God. Like yeah. I'm just so used to yeah. texting. It's just, it's different. It's like you have to practice.
You're like an 18-year-old boy now.
I really kind of am. I'm like, how are things around the house?
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
It could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. I just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird. Something as simple as
Routine. Thanks to you on Move 103.5, our playlist is never routine. Because Move 103.5 music influencers help us pick the songs.
Have your say in what we play.
Help make Move 103.5
even better.
Sign up today.
Tell us what gets you moving.
And you could bank an easy $500 for sharing your opinion. In the car,
at work,
at home,
wherever.
Tell us what's next.
Join the Move 103.5 music influencers
at move1035.ca.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement de Québec.
From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, say hello to Georgie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage, new series, starts Thursday, October 17th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a BCAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
Denied long-term disability? If the insurance company invites you to appeal, remember, the truth is that appeals can often trap you and run out the clock on your rights. There is a much more powerful option to get the compensation you deserve. Go to disabilityrights.ca and get disability lawyer Savannah Markin in your corner. Discover what the insurance companies don't want you to know and how Savannah can force them to pay what you are owed. disabilityrights.ca.
Never doubt what small can do. By choosing to give monthly to BC Children's, you can help make the impossible possible. It empowers researchers to find bold solutions that take time, knowing you've got their back, while ensuring a steady stream of support is there to fund new treatments for kids who need it today. Meaning even the most ordinary folks can make the extraordinary happen. Become a monthly donor to BC Children's at leagueofmighty.ca. Together, let's show what small can do.
Canada's biggest women's event is back. The annual West Coast Women's Show is going nationwide as the Canada Women's Expo. Join the celebration October 18th to 20th at TradeX. It's fun, fashion, food, and the best shopping at 300 vendors. Save big with exclusive show specials. Fantastic fashion shows, free gifts, and nonstop entertainment on four stages. See Food Network's Anna Olsen on the culinary stage. And meet Zibby Allen, Bree Sheridan from Netflix's Virgin River. The Canada Women's Expo, October 18th to 20th at TradeX in Abbotsford. Save with early bird tickets at CanadaWomen'sExpo.com.
We all have the power to shape the world. We're connected to the world we share, to each other. I am future. I wait in the world of Echo.
Discover the extraordinary with Echo, the spectacular new show by Cirque du Soleil, now playing under the big top at Concord Pacific Place.
The world is yours to create.
Tickets at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Echo thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and its official partners Air Canada and MasterCard.
Have you heard of anything more chilling than frozen beef?
Until November 3rd, get an always fresh, never frozen Dave single from Wendy's for only $4. Nothing scary about that. Taxes extra at participating Wendy's until November 3rd. Terms and conditions apply.
At Real Canadian Superstore, find more ways to save than any other major grocer. Ready to beef up your Thanksgiving? For 4 days only, beef rib roast is just $10.88 a pound. Juicy, tender, and perfect for celebrating. Grab yours before October 13th. See Fly for details.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, folks, it's game time. Hyundai wins the opening draw. Great start. There's the Tucson now with class-leading standard safety and tech features. Looking sharp out there. Here comes the pass by 1.49% financing. Is it true? Yes! More than 9 out of 10 Tucsons are still on the road after 10 years. What a play!
Score yourself a new Hyundai during the breakaway sales event. Conditions apply. Vehicle availability varies by model. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Revolutionary artist Pharrell Williams invites you to Piece by Piece. A first-of-its-kind Lego movie event.
What if we told my story with Lego pieces?
Let's do it.
Discover what it takes to build the greatest hits with Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Pusha T, Gwen Stefani, and Snoop Dogg.
I was always a bad gangster, but you brought out the fun in me.
Hell yeah.
Piece by Piece.
Get tickets now for Piece by Piece, directed by Morgan Neville, now playing only in theaters.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, Monday at 9 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Toys R Us Canada celebrates the launch of our 2024 top toy list with weekend deals you've gotta get. October 11th to 13th, save 30% on select top toys like Gabby's Perfect Dollhouse and Lego Star Wars The Dark Falcon and many more in-store only. Check weekly for fresh top toy deals at ToysRUs.ca.
It's the Nat and Drew Show Weekender.
Move 103.5.
We'll be right back.
open the vault.
Woo! Go again?
Avoid the alarm. Keep the cash. Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank on Move 103.5. Big money, three times a day. 705, 805, and 405.
Let's go again.
Move 103.5.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Are you feeling more and more sober curious these days? Because a lot of young Canadians are. Don't know about you, but the trend towards drinking less or just not drinking at all continues. According to Stats Can's community health survey, 67% of those between the ages of 18 and 22 had gone the past week without a drink. That compares to 54% of Canadians overall. So a greater percentage of younger people have gone without a drink than older people.
Mm-hmm.
We have been hearing a lot about this trend towards less drinking for young people. Just curious what you've seen in your lives, with the young people that you know.
You know, my,
fit that age demo anyway.
Yeah. So like my, nieces, I've only got one niece of age. The rest are too young. And then my nephews, I have two that I think like in my life that are, you know, 20 and 22 that just don't drink at all, just never have, which was definitely not my wheelhouse. Like I couldn't wait to become legal. And before being legal, I might have had a piece of ID that said I was a little older than I was. but like my nephews, no. And like I've got a couple that are in their mid 20s that like when they go out, they might have a few drinks or whatever, but it's just not, it's definitely not a thing.
Yeah, I have a 21-year-old niece who I don't think drinks at all.
Yeah.
Like maybe a little wine on special occasions or something like that, or the very occasional other, but it's just, it's not her thing. It's not her thing at all. It's just interesting the way this trend is unfolding. What do you see, Aaron?
Well, I have a 21-year-old Ainsley, yeah, and then an 18-year-old Charlotte. So Charlotte should not be drinking.
Yeah.
But I think she is. And I think she actually might be drinking more than Ainsley.
Okay.
It's that time of the year, or that time of her life, right? When she's exploring it.
First-year university student.
It.
Yeah.
But I will say with Ainsley, it's funny. Her roommate, she lives with five girls, and they have like a neon sign that says like the bar is open and there's like a bar cart. But they don't drink the way I drink, for sure. They like to mix a cocktail, like before they go out, something special. But they just, you know, that would be like, they wouldn't do it blotto. Like I would, I would buy a bottle of tequila and shoot it. And they're like making beautiful cocktails and
espresso
martinis.
Okay,
Keith Richards.
And,
yeah. No, I'm serious though. Serious.
But I can relate to what Aaron's talking about. Like when you talk about mixing cocktails,
right?
At the age of 20.
Thank you.
Like it was swamp water.
Yeah.
Like it was just, it was not like fancy proper cocktails for me when I was 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
No.
But I think that slows them down. Do you know what I mean? It's more the sort of the fun of making them, getting together. Do you know what? They're not, it's a different kind of like, you're not maybe just drinking to get drunk. Like maybe you're drinking to have some fun. It's a social thing, food. Yeah. It's a very different thing. So I know those numbers are true. Mm-hmm. I know those numbers are true. Those kids are not drinking the way I did.
No, I mean, I think some of that, maybe the cocktail stuff is maybe because of social media, the idea that like, you know, like we weren't looking to like make our food and our drink look aesthetically pleasing.
Fair enough.
To, you know, put it to show it some, to, you
good
know.
Good observation.
So maybe that's a little bit, you know, but I also just think that the information about alcohol has changed. Like it wasn't that long ago that we all thought that like we're drinking and it's like really good for our hearts.
Yeah, like a glass of red wine a day.
And now they're telling us it's like basically if you were to have a glass of paint thinner. Like it's not a good idea. And now that if you drink more than two drinks a week, it's like really bad for you and you increase your risk of all these different things. And let me tell you, that's very depressing because I really like wine.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
I'm Chapel Roan, and this is
Good Luck, Babe, on Move.
It's fine. It's cool.
Almost 1,000 different types of spiders native to BC, and all of them are in your home right now.
All of them, all 1,000
different types of species.
I knew there were a lot of spiders in my house.
That's kind of what it feels like right now. It is spider season, and this is the reason why I saw this. I thought it was really interesting that spiders that were babies over the winter are now sexually mature. And
well, hey now,
they're looking for love. And the ones that make it indoors are usually actually newly mature males that are just looking everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just so desperate for action. They take wrong turns and they're looking in every like nook and cranny, or like, is a lady spider here? Is a lady spider there? Rob Bennett is a research associate at the Royal BC Museum, and he says basically they don't know any better. They're young and stupid.
Aww. Well, who can't relate to that?
Yeah, like boys.
Yeah. Just young males looking for love. I don't know about about you guys. I feel like I've walked into so many webs outside.
Ugh.
Like, I just like, and to the point now that I'm really sort of immune to it, it used to really freak me out. And I feel like it happens enough. It doesn't bother me anymore.
It's, for me, I would rather walk through, no, I would rather see a giant spider in my place than walk through a web. Because what I do is I walk through the web, I get in the car, then I freak out the whole way to work that a spider is still attached to me. Don't you know that feeling, you guys?
And it's funny, Aaron, is it the same at your place where the web is always in the same place?
Yes.
But you forget it. You walk through it, and then you're like, well, that web's gone.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 or 3 days, the web is back, but you're always surprised by the web being
there
again. Yes,
100%. Yeah. They love a doorway. They love, like, an entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're naughty.
Well, and then also, you kind of think, like, what's, from their perspective, like, what just happened to their home? And they rebuild so quickly.
I know.
And they don't learn. They don't go rebuild somewhere else.
No. Well, if they haven't figured out what's happened to their home, they're not that smart. But so I'm generally not worried about them.
I do. I feel bad. Like there's been a couple like really beautiful webs that I've had to kind of try and move. Now I'm trying to move them.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you know, you're like, you pick up a corner and go,
yes,
listen, this doesn't quite work for me here.
Yes.
But if I could just, excuse me. If I could just move you over here a little bit.
Same. Yeah. Take one corner and wrap it around another branch.
Yeah. Like just here. This is perfect. Anyway, so.
It's like you're crafting with spider webs.
Yes. Anyway, if they're in your home, they're just boys looking for love. Which, I only ever see them as solitaire. I feel like they have, like, zero game, no success whatsoever.
Again, who can't relate to that?
Catch the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, say hello to Georgie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage, new series, starts Thursday, October 17th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore.
It's all good Applewood.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation!
Then, again in app.
And me, in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome.
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game keys prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
Have you heard about John Rustat's plan to hike car insurance? It'll cost the average driver thousands more each year. He wants to bring the Alberta-style insurance model to BC with costly lawyers and big insurance companies. But car insurance costs twice as much in Alberta. For a new driver, it costs $6,000 a year. Why would Rustat want that? Because he's in the pocket of the personal injury lawyers who will profit. That'll cost you. John Rustat is a risk we can't afford.
A message from the BCNDP, 604-430-8600.
Need a break from everything? Escape to a place where anything is possible and the fun never stops. At Silver Reef Casino Resort, you'll discover world-class dining, championship-caliber golf, a full sports book and bar, over 1,000 top-rated slots and table games, and so much more. Come join the fun and see why we've been consistently rated one of the region's top destinations. Visit SilverReefCasino.com to book your stay and discover all the exciting events and promotions we have in store for you. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260.
Like one in four Canadian men, I struggled with premature ejaculation, and it was frustrating trying to manage it. I started avoiding intimacy altogether. The doctors at Pollock Clinics explained that premature ejaculation is treatable, and that my years of frustration could come to an end. They addressed the physical and psychological causes to help me last way longer. Now I feel calm and confident in the bedroom. Take control of your sex life. Book your consultation at PollockClinics.com. That's PollockClinics.com.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave. Endlessly entertaining.
Lulu Island, Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-353-6013. That's 1-800-353-6013. Again, 1-800-353-6013.
Hello, Fiona. I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game, The Traitors Canada. New episode, Monday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Move 1035.
The most music in Vancouver.
Woo! Give me that, give me that, give me that.
Let's get back to that music.
Turn it up.
Oh,
bring you more. More music. More variety. All weekend.
Move 103.5.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing
Yeah.